My Mac Podcast 972. I'm warning you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Mighty, Mighty My Mac Podcast. Well, certain US senators think that Apple needs to be broken up because of monopolistic behavior. Except, what exactly is Apple a monopoly of? We're recording the show through EVMux this week. It's similar to StreamYard, but with a few custom features. How the devil are you, Guy?
I'm doing pretty good, Gaz.
Good.
I have worked my butt off to get EVMux to do the things that StreamYard does automatically. But there is a reason. There is a method to my madness because...
Is there?
StreamYard is... Like, if all you want to do is just get you and yourself... Sorry, you and someone else, you know, into a live stream and all, it's great. Because it doesn't have, like, a ton of extra features to confuse you. And we all know how much I love being confused.
Confused.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a fan. I am a fan of being confused.
You are.
I do want, like, because one of the things that I used to do this show on Wednesday nights called Mac to the Future. And I don't know if I actually want to go back to doing that show or if I want to do some other kind of live show. But EVMux allows for flexibility.
Are you using me as a guinea pig to test this thing out? You are, aren't you?
No.
Gaz's tip.
Mostly clean. And on the other, things haven't really changed that much from last week. I have to admit, I am very, very tempted by some shiny new things that aren't microphones or audio gear, Gaz.
Really?
No, they are. They are microphones and audio gear. Oh. And I've talked to you about some of it. Rode has this light blue NT1 signature series that is exactly like the one I already have, but it's blue.
Sorry, blue. I was falling asleep again then.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know. But it is so pretty. And I'm not actually using that today. The other thing
blue's,
I was looking at...
Blue's a group over here in the UK, you know?
Sorry?
Blue is a group. Over here in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Blue Man Group. I know about them. They've got, like, lots of different, like, touring companies.
What are you going on about?
I now that I said that, I don't know. Fifine also has an audio interface that I want to test out. And it's relatively inexpensive, but it's one of those things where... And I know you're going to laugh because of the number of microphones that I have.
I
don't need another audio interface.
No, you don't. Guy,
yes.
You do not need another audio interface.
But this, on the list.
Yes, this is not the audio interface that you're looking for.
It's really not because it's only 16-bit. So, yeah.
There you go. Rubbish. Yeah. You don't have 16-bit these days.
And Lewitt has a new microphone. Now, listen to this. This is actually really cool. This is cool. It has proximity sensors built into it. So, you know how it's when you move back or you move around or, you know, where and the audio level changes.
Which gives you a wonderful effect, which I love.
I know. It's almost like it's a train going by really fast.
Why did you speak louder when you went?
I don't know. It's
you didn't have to, Guy.
I didn't have to, but it was like, okay, you got to talk louder when you're closer to the microphone. But what these proximity sensors
you
do,
nincompoop.
So much so. But what these proximity sensors do is it sees how close or how far away you are from the front of the microphone, and it automatically adjusts the gain so that up to like 2-3 feet away, it'll adjust the gain so that no matter what you're doing or where you are, the audio is going to sound kind of the same. So that's really super cool. The problem for me is... It's essentially, it's the Lewitt 440 Pure, with these proximity sensors in it. And I already have one of those. As a matter of fact, that's the microphone I'm actually using this week. So it's like, am I going to spend $350 on a microphone that's going to sound exactly like the microphone I already have with proximity sensors? On the plus side, because it's $350, it doesn't make me feel as bad if I buy that blue NT1 Signature Series. It's only $150. It's like, oh, I just saved $200.
You've got a real sick. Yeah, but you won't have saved $200 because you'll come to the point where you go,
I want to try that Lewitt 440 with the proximity sensors.
So then you'll spend the $350 on that and you would have cost yourself
another
$250 or $150 for the other one.
Yeah, but the thing is, I already have a Rode NT1 microphone, the fourth gen, and this Signature Series is basically the fifth gen without the USB input.
Do you see what I have to deal with every week?
I was using that NT1 microphone for a long time.
You stop right there.
Okay.
You stop right there. The thing is, folks, not only do I get this every single week on the podcast, I get it through the week listening to Guy on text, chatting to Carl, who equally gives as big as I do, about Guy telling us all about these wonderful mics.
They're so cool.
He thinks I'm reading them. That's the amazing thing. And he carries on. It's just wonderful.
Well, you read at least the first one. And once you realize that I'm talking about microphones, you're like,
I see the word, the first three letters MIC, and then that's it. That's it. I'm out of here then, folks. I'm
out of here. So what have you been up to?
The problem is with all those texts, though, folks, is I have to read them all because it's like when a friend of mine, me and a friend of mine, actually many, 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 many years ago when phone recorders came in, you know, voice recorders, these separate units which you'd plug into your phone at home. They first came in and a friend of ours, she got one and we basically rang up the phone and said, hi, we're testing out your new recorder. And then he'd ring up and said, yeah, we're seeing what it's like. And then we went through it. But ever occasionally we'd pop in, but you've got to listen to every message because somebody might have left you an important message in between all these short messages that we're giving you.
They're just total crap.
We filled it up. Anyway, so I have to read all your messages anyway, just in case you put a little nugget in there for me that I've got to latch on to, you see.
No.
But there's never.
There's never any nuggets.
Well, like last week, I'm having lots of recording issues, Guy.
Yes.
It may be Bluetooth orientated. So once we've finished this show, I'm going to go upstairs and get a different set of Bluetooth audio devices, link it up and see if we're having the same issue. And the biggest issue I'm having, folks, is through Edge, because the recording studio which Guy's using, both StreamYard and this one, EVMux?
Yeah, EVMux.
Will only work on a Chrome-based, and I'm not going to have Chrome on my computer. I spit on you, Chrome. I spit on you.
Yeah, I actually, for this kind of stuff, I use Brave, which is another Chrome.
Well, yeah, but I'm using Edge. I mean, it's anything but Chrome, really. But I'm having issues when I've got a Bluetooth device on, in particular my Beats headphones. So it could be these.
Open that damn thing.
I'm not going to open it, and what it does is it doesn't then give me the ability to be able to pick the mic that I go through loopback on and then go through audio hijack. So I can add things, compress it, record it, make sure I can hear everything that's coming through my soundboard and Guy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, all those nuggets that I give you.
And I do a bit of a backup here in case Guy cocks up his end. But we are having issues with that. So anybody watching the video, you'll see that I've got a headset on. It's really old school.
It is.
But I'm not using the mic on my headset. I'm just using the headset to listen to.
But it's so cool how it's slightly out of focus.
I nearly said Dool's Guy Sit Tones, which would really have been a bit of a nice faux pas.
Yeah.
But I would have meant Guy's dulcet tones, in case you weren't there, Guy. Anyway, lots of stuff this week. Rugby Ref's AGM, where I presented the accounts that I'd done previously. Oh, hang on a minute. I've got this keyed up, which I did previously.
On my Mac.
My Mac. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Did you catch that, though? That wasn't me saying that. You did catch that, I hope.
Oh, no, I didn't. Was that from Farrago?
Well, you might hear it again. Okay. A big bike ride this week, 50-miler.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a toughie. Some volunteering. A rugby dinner at Christ College in Cambridge last night. But virtually nothing.
On my Mac.
Okay, I got it that time.
And if anybody listening can identify who that is, if he listens to the podcast, he will know who he is. In fact, so will someone else, but I'm not going to make it that easy for them.
No, don't.
It is. I suppose I ought to open up my net news wire so I can go through some snippets.
Yeah.
That was so quite smooth. Subtle, really.
While you wait for a net news wire to open.
No. It's open. It's open. Okay. The thing is, I don't know whether to say it now or not, really. There's very little news this week. So my snippets are somewhat short.
You know why?
Well, you know why.
You know why.
Well, I do know why, yes. But
yeah, WWDC's coming up.
Oh. You've said it. Okay. iPhone IGBA emulator removed from the App Store, but nobody seemed to be sure why. I think it's about the guidelines, but I think they reintroduced it and it was still pulled. Weird. I'm quite looking forward to these emulators, especially on bigger screens, certainly iPads and TV screen. I'd be looking forward to playing some of those old games.
It's retro. I know it's not a great game for the younger generation, but I quite enjoy using some of these emulators, Guy.
Well, I do too. The problem with with using like emulators on phones is the control scheme. Mm. Trying to remember where your fingers use these are.
Yeah, but can't use the controllers, you know, and link them
you
up.
You can if you have them already like paired up with your phone or your tablet or whatever.
Well, that's a little job you have to do before, Harry.
I know,
but
as compared to having the actual handheld device, it's like one more thing that you have to have.
Oh, dear. What a shame.
I know. It's not like microphones.
Apple loses mantle as the world's biggest phone seller to Samsung as China sales drop. Might be reverting to something which happened later on to that as well. Apple denies violating you. What do you say maybe for? You don't know what news clips I've got coming up.
And?
That's never stopped you before. Apple denies violating the US court order in Epic Games lawsuit. Apple said that it did not violate a court order governing its Apple App Store and urged a California federal judge to reject a request by Fortnite maker Epic Games to hold in contempt. This just keeps on running, brother.
Yeah, they're just mad because Apple wants them to pay for their lawyers.
Yeah, probably. Apparently, Apple has clarified why the IGBA was removed from the App Store after being initially approved. Go search it. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
I've moved on. This one I quite like, not because of this story, but because of a follow-up I'll come up to later. Major Apple supplier TSMC, first quarter profit expected to rise 5% on strong AI chip demand. Major Apple supplier, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the dominant producer of advanced chips used artificial intelligence applications, is expected to report a 5% rise in first quarter profit on Thursday, thanks to strong AI chip demand. Right, come back to that.
Yeah.
Microsoft releases native OneNote app for Vision Pro. Whoopee-doo. That's good, though, actually. It's good because, you know...
Well, it's good that it's getting more third-party support.
Third-party
apps. So, yeah. But, you know...
We shouldn't take the mick out of...
It's nothing...
You know, Microsoft OneNote, really, should we? No.
Yeah.
Because it is quite good, actually. I used it at work quite a lot, so.
Yeah,
Canadia,
because we have
Canadia. Will you get a fish?
Yeah.
Canadia follows Europe with digital services tax.
Where's Canadia?
Okay, I'll say it properly in a BBC radio accent.
You got to get closer to the mic to get that deep proximity effect. Yeah.
Canada follows Europe with digital services tax likely to hit Apple.
It's like I'm right there.
Was that sexy? Is that the
I'll have to excuse myself when you finish telling this story.
Schiller doesn't know whether the App Store is profitable. Phil Schiller has told a court in an antitrust case that he doesn't know for sure whether the App Store is profitable and never considered the return on investment when launching it.
Yeah, I think he's full of Schiller.
Horse manure.
Yeah, he's full of Schiller.
He's full of Schiller, that man. For All Mankind Season 5, a new spin-off series, Star City, coming to Apple. Oh, and here's the dog. Come here, Wilf. Where are you? Come here, Wilf. Wilf, come here. People want
see
to see you.
What this means is that there's a great possibility that the video won't work this week because Wilf came in.
Yeah, Wilf came in. Right, now you can go.
Wilf.
He's gone now.
There he goes.
Yeah, For All Mankind Season 5, a new spin-off series, Star City, coming to Apple TV+. The damn door behind me is open. I'm going to have to sort that out in a minute. I'm getting a bit concerned that, you know, this is going to be one that just runs and runs and runs and runs and runs.
Yeah, it's kind of like Walking Dead. They had stupid spin-off series.
Starting to get a little bit, you know, so. Anyway, we shall see.
I haven't even finished season 3 on that, I think, yet.
No, I'm trying to keep up with it, but it's, you know. Apparently, Apple has fixed the iPhone bug that we mentioned about last week where Palestine flag as shown when some people have typed, all people have typed Jerusalem. I'm not quite sure what the fix was.
Yeah, it's like just get rid of the stupid flag.
100
all the flags.
It's not. Be careful how you say that.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean all of them.
Get rid of all flags. Just, yes. Yeah. Yes.
At least just, now, not like entirely. I'm sure you love the Union Jack, and I certainly like the Stars and Stripes. But if I type, you know, U.S. in a chat or whatever, I don't need the flag to suddenly appear, you know, the U.S. flag to appear with it.
No, that's true. Because I'm always writing Union Jack.
Yeah.
Anyway, 100,000 iPhones stolen instead of scrapped. Apple accused of shredding usable devices. Almost 100,000 iPhones, which Apple paid a contractor to scrap, were instead stolen and shipped off to China, according to an in-depth report. Apple sued the company concerned, but now appears to have abandoned the lawsuit, with the report suggesting this is to avoid publicly admitting that it orders the shredding of perfectly usable devices. Ooh.
Well, I would be curious to know what the usable devices were. If we're talking like, you know, iPhone 6s and 7s, I don't care.
Irrelevant, guy. If those phones are gone off and they're being sold by someone else, then you see, shredding it and then using that material to repurpose it, well, you know, perhaps you can give it. But if they're shredding and then scrapping, you know, and just getting rid of the metal and not reusing it, then
no, that's true. I thought they had that machine that like took all the stuff
out. It all apart. Yeah, well, I'm not sure whether this is it. So I think that story might come back for further investigation in the future. Apparently, Apple cuts the greenhouse emissions in half. This is a report from Apple, so it's very short. Apple's 2024 Environmental Progress Report shows the company has reduced its greenhouse gas emissions by more than 55% since 2015.
Well, did they just take the roof off of the greenhouse in order to do
correct.
That? Oh,
correct.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Except you don't let the rain in, so, you know, no, Apple, I don't know if you're doing that right.
No. Drill holes in the roof next time.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. I want a one word answer only.
Okay.
Should Apple kill Siri and start over?
Yes.
Good answer. You can finally play checkers on Apple Vision Pro. So, we mentioned another third-party app developer creating OneNote. £3,500. OneNote, I can be really profitable.
Yeah, oh, be right
and
in
I
face.
Can also play checkers.
There's the killer app.
That's the killer app. Apple Store in downtown Montreal in Canada. Sorry. Apple Store in downtown Montreal reportedly moving to a 125-year-old heritage building.
Yeah, people get upset about that for some reason.
Don't know why.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren on green text. Apple is ruining relationships. I think there might be a little bit more on that
later.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't have to go too deep into that.
I'm not going to. And if you'd shut up, I'd already moved on.
Okay. Wow. Wait. Wow.
He's done it again, folks. He's burst all of your eardrums by
going
loud.
What the hell is that called? There's a name for that. The Doppler effect.
Doppler effect, yes. Yeah. Cops, or the police, as I like to, you know, politically correctly call them. Well, that's their name. Police were allowed to force a suspect to use thumbprint to unlock a phone, says a court. I'm just going to give you a little bit more on this, though. Police officers were allowed to force a suspect to use his thumbprint to unlock his phone, according to a federal court hearing. However, it said the issue was a finely judged one, and its ruling should not be interpreted to mean that this is lawful in all circumstances. This is a story from the US, so take that.
And it's becoming less and less relevant because there's not that many phones out there that still use the thumb or a finger to unlock it.
No, they just point it at your face now.
Yeah, exactly. Can we open this, please? Thank you.
Apple removes WhatsApp, Threads, and Telegram from the China App Store. China has ordered Apple to remove some of the world's most popular chat messaging apps from its App Store in the country. It's a censorship topic that China has to deal with. I'm sure Apple are really uncomfortable with it, but it's the rules in that country. We may not like it.
They don't have any choice.
They don't have any choice. We don't have any choice in it. And if we don't like it, well, invade China. See how that works for you.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Apple ramps up investment in a clean energy and water around the world. So this was Apple this week announced new progress to expand clean energy. This is different to its CO2, I think. In advance momentum towards Apple 2030, the company's goal to be completely carbon neutral across its entire value chain by the end of this decade. More than 18 gigawatts of clean electricity now power Apple's global operations and manufacturing supply chain. So whereas before, obviously, it was talking about Apple, I think this is actually Apple and the bigger environment in which it works. And
is there going to be like anything left of that greenhouse when they're done with it?
I think greenhouses are dead now. Remember that story about TSMC?
Yes.
Major Apple supplier TSMC cuts a chip market outlook as consumer weakness persists. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. scaled back its outlook for chip market expansion, cautioning that smartphone and personal computing markets remain weak. Good news.
Is that the same company that makes Apple's M-series chips?
Good news. I think they make some, yes. I believe
so. Okay, because I keep thinking it was like some other company in Taiwan. But this kind of ties back to what we were talking about last week with the M4. rumors of the M4.
Rumors. In what way does it tie back?
Well, because if Apple was getting ready to create new computers using the M4 chip,
but they're talking about chip production for phones more than...
Okay. Well, no, there was computers mentioned in there.
Well, all right.
I don't know.
Make your own bloody snippets up next week.
I don't know which way they're going.
Mind you, you will be. Huawei next smartwatch looks like a blatant Apple ripoff. I'm surprised this hasn't happened sooner. I might put this in Gaz's link so people can go and have a look, because it is pretty much identical.
And it's not like other companies are copying Apple's hardware designs. Honestly, no, I don't know where no. Huawei gets off trying to do
yeah.
that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn you, yeah. Huawei. Huawei. Yeah. Huawei.
Nobody else does it, so why should you?
Yeah.
Apple plans to spend more in Socialist Republic of Vietnam as it looks beyond China. I think Mr. Tim Cook made a pledge after visiting the country. So We'll see.
That would be like, that's one of my bucket lists, is to go to Vietnam.
My daughter's been there and thoroughly enjoyed it. Oh dear, I've got a frog in my throat then. Not an apple. EU to approve Apple's iPhone NFC chip policy changes, which will allow competitors to Apple Pay.
Well, it'll allow them to use the NFC hardware. It won't let them get into Apple Pay.
Ah, yes. Apple Vision Pro used to assist the doctor during an arthroscopy surgery in Brazil. Now, why I brought this up was because I have mentioned on a previous show about a surgeon using them. But this one's got a picture of the surgeon. And I tell you what, it does look a bit odd. So just do a search for the Apple Vision Pro used to assist a doctor in Brazil surgery. And I've got to say, if I was awake and I saw this coming at me, I'd be quite concerned.
Yeah, they had him in the other room. It's like, okay, start the anesthesia now. Start it now.
Before he comes in. And that, folks, that is the end of Gaz's Snippets. Short and sweet.
Okay, and you're gonna put that link in to the notes. Are you just gonna?
Oh, halfway. No, I'm gonna do it now.
Good.
While we talk, as we talk.
It's like we are double and triple tasking.
We are
this week, and Gaz kind of hit on it during the snippets. There was a tweet from Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and she has a real problem with Apple. She is unhappy with
Apple.
She is. And is it because it makes her blue eyes see green when people text her? You know, and that's just assuming that she's an Apple user, as I really don't have any idea. But here's exactly what her tweet said. It's time to break up Apple's smartphone monopoly. Also, come on, Gaz. Let's stop leaving green text people out of group chats. It's just not right. Because, you know, these are the things that should be occupying the time and mindset of U.S. congressmen and senators, because there's absolutely no other problems here in this country that deserve that kind of attention.
Or around the world. Or around the world.
Yeah.
Not much at all, really. Pretty quiet, actually. Quite boring time to be alive, I'd say.
Yeah. It's hard to figure out just what she's saying or what she means. Gaz, it's like she's clueless on how tech works or businesses or what a monopoly is.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, why people keep voting for her.
I got a feeling that she's not really thinking about monopolistic processes outside of a certain North American country.
Possibly. In case she hears this, and I'm going to be very familiar with her. Liz. Yeah,
Liz, come on.
There are other messaging apps that iOS and Android users can use, many with features that are similar to Apple's own Messages app. They just aren't going to be as safe or secure and the data might be held in countries other than the U.S. That's something else that you claim to be concerned about without actually mentioning how to deal with it. And I'm sensing a theme here. So let's look at this, Gaz. Are we even talking about phones? Are we talking about hardware? She says that, but likely what she really means is she's talking about operating systems, as Apple's share of the smartphone market is about 50% here in North America. Unless you go to installed base, where it's less. Are we talking U.S. or worldwide share, where it's less? Lizzie, baby, darling, what the hell do you even mean? Do you know, or is that just sound bites going into an election season?
Ooh.
What are your plans other than inflammatory sound bites on X Twitter? I mean, I'll give her some credit. I know it's hard to post solutions when you're limited to 280 characters, but you're a senator. So I assume you'd likely know someone with an influential blog or an influential website, or maybe even, I don't know, a news site or two. I mean, you are a U.S. senator. I don't get it. I really don't understand where she was coming from this. And it's not just me that was confused, Gaz. There was a lot of talk about this with people going, What? So what do you think?
There's nothing new to learn.
You know, and this is what I forgot to do this, and I had actually kind of intended to do this. I'm going to do it right now, here at the end of my little rant. There. Gaz, I think that the person, company, governing body is putting at risk my ability to choose a secure and reliable environment that I have chosen. So, person, company, governing body, if you want to play that silly game, I, along with a lot of other people, will continue to call you all nasty, horrible people for putting my security at jeopardy. And if you don't want to use flipping messages because your green text Android friends can't play the game along with you, use another messaging app. Use another text app. It's not that hard, and there's plenty to choose from. Wait, hold on. Getting off my... Where's that soapbox? Okay, I'm off of it. What do you think, guys?
Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
What do you think, guys?
There's no point in me, because I totally agree with you. I think there's too much blusterbuss going on, both on your side of the channel and this side of the channel, to be perfectly honest with you. And it's very, very politicized at the moment.
Yeah. And Apple's an easy target.
Apple's an easy target. It gets you lots of hearsay. But I think, to be honest with you, both politicians pretty much around the world at the moment think they have the touch of the common people, whereas really they are so separated from the common people that it is incredible. They have just completely and utterly lost touch. And I think Guy's nodding his head.
I am.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most importantly.
Gaz's tips.
Most importantly.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip.
What the hell's wrong with you, Elizabeth Warren? Sorry.
Don't interrupt my tip. Sorry. That sacred ground that you've invested.
Okay.
Have you ever gone into a Finder window with lots of folders or finds and then scrolled down to that file beginning with an S because you've got the list in alphabetical order, or even if you haven't, you're trying to scroll up and down to find it? Well, if you know the name of the file or the folder, just type the first letter and Mac will automatically jump to the first item with that letter. But Guy, I have lots of files beginning with that letter. Well, Guy, if you type the first two letters, it will jump to the folder or file name with the first two letters. And guess what? You could even type a third letter and it will jump to the file or folder with those first three letters.
I think that's really useful. Don't you, Guy?
I do. I do.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's the
old
end
man
of
dance.
Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the
time? Let me finish. Gaz's tips. Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. All right.
People should watch that just for the dancing on the video.
I know. I love doing the dance. I really, really love doing the dance. I've got, what does that say? WWDC. I got some kind of sound file that I'm going to play in a minute but I'm not really sure what it is. Yeah.
Could be some after editing going on.
Could be.
We don't have any.
No links. Other than Gaz's link.
I've been quite busy this week, Guy, to be honest. You know, I've been getting up and going to bed. And there's been lots of stuff happening in between, and I can't quite work it out.
Remember that if you do it.
Remember
iTunes
the 5th
review,
of December.
If November you remember even. The 5th of December. What was it? Was that Guy Fawkes Day?
Yeah, it's the 5th of November, though. I got it wrong.
Okay. God, how do I know that?
I've probably told you before, but
it's not that you've told me before is the surprising part. The surprising part is that I remembered it.
Remembered.
Yeah. It was like, huh, I know something about that. Something's seriously wrong here. If you've done an iTunes review and we've spoken on the show about it, you need to send me an email, which we will tell you in just a little bit, to get your woo tea. And that's big O. Sorry. No, it isn't. It is not. It is big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark, and I can't spell or talk. Very, very good. I think, could that be a Mr. Cheese? This might actually be a Mr. Cheesed Off.
No, I can't believe it. Play it and see. Go on, play it. I'm going to play it. I dare you.
I am. I'm going to play it right now.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesed Off here. Oh, what's this now? Apple's WWDC 2024 is all about showing off their AI efforts, is it? AI efforts. As if my phone isn't already too smart for its own good. Now they want to cram more brain power into it. What do I need all that for, eh? Is it going to make my tea in the morning? Is it going to walk the dog? No, it's just going to find new and innovative ways to confuse me. And June 10th. Why then, eh? Just when I was planning to spend a nice day in the park. Now I'll have to hear all about how my iPad is going to predict what I want for dinner before I know myself. Oh, Mr. Cheesed Off, you look like you could use a salad today. No, I don't want a salad. I want a pie, and I don't need a chunk of metal telling me otherwise. It's all just a big show-off, isn't it? Look at us. We're Apple. We've got AI. Well, good for you. I've got a kettle that doesn't try to chat with me about the weather, and that suits me just fine. It all really cheeses me off. Goodbye.
Okay, I think we played that last week, but it's still funny.
It's still funny.
Mr. Cheesed Off, if
you're listening,
send me
an
email.
We love it.
Yeah, keep sending them. We really do love it.
Keep being cheesed off. That's all I say.
There's so many things to get cheesed off about. I got a really, really nice gift on coffee.com from Fallen in Sea. And he says, "Hey, I love the My Mac podcast and thought you and Gaz deserved the coffee. I live in Seattle, so this may not cover a coffee for two, but it's the best that I can do. Thank you, Mr. Fallen NC, and I have already
said
Well,
all I can say is, Guy, enjoy your coffee.
Yeah. Believe me, it's all going to go to pay for all of these services. Though I will be, and here's the thing, I've really liked...
Hi. Here's Gaz from the BBC.
From the BBC.
Just to note.
That voice is not cheap.
Any money that is raised is not used to buy any microphones.
No, it's not.
This podcast.
It's not enough. It's not enough to do that. I know there are some podcasts that have like just big long lists of Patreon and all those other supporters. We don't have that, but that's okay.
But those that do, we love you lots.
Yes, well, thank you. So every single person that
Gaz
does contribute,
from the BBC
really appreciate
again
it.
Here. Guy from really Canada. Loves you. No, Gaz from the BBC knows how to say Canada.
What about just regular Gaz?
Oh, well, he says Canadia.
Okay, very good. Now, if you want to be like Mr. Fallen and NC, I think that's right. You can go to patreon.com/MacBedit.
Yeah, there it is.
You can go to coffee, like he did, ko-fi.com/MacBedit. Or you can PayPal at paypal.me/MacBedit. Now, Gaz.
Yes.
If what? People wanted to contact you and say, why weren't you more upset at Elizabeth Warren, how would they do so?
Ever so easy. Send an email on your client of choice to Gaz, G-A-Z.
Gaz.
At mymac.com. Or on lots and lots and lots and lots of socials. Instagram, X, Counter Social, Mastodon, Threads.
Yeah.
Twat Face. All of those. What? All of those. Oh. Just search for Gazmaz, and if you can't find me on one of those, then just ping me on the email that I said at the start, and I'll tell you how to get there properly. Guy and Gaz are available still on X, and it's x.com, I assume, or twitter.com, / Guy and Gaz, GUY ANDGAZ.
Now,
we've also got another email process that you can use, which you could send audio tracks in, either to me or to Guy or to this one, which goes to a generic inbox, which is feedback, FWBCAK, EACK, FWDBACK, I'll get that right, at mymac.com. Actually, Mr. BBC Gaz, could you say that in your BBC voice for me, please? Feedback at mymac.com. feedbac@mymac.com.
mymac.com.
Back to you, Gaz. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Guy.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah. His name was Guy.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Was it?
Ooh.
He's the guy.
Ooh.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
They don't.
Guy says.
Guy's the one. Guy.
Guy?
It is a bit loud, that one, isn't it?
Who the hell even knows who this guy is?
Guy?
Guy.
Guy.
Yeah!
Guy. Have a good one, Guy.
If you want.
An email from Guy.
Without any...
No fool.
How would they do it? Okay. How would they do it?
Thank you. You would send that to...
It's like having a baby for you, isn't it?
I know, it is. It's kind of... I do the deep breathing. The rest of it, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to...
Do you do the clenching as well?
Gaz, I am always clenched. I am permanently clenched. Did anybody need to know that? I don't think they did. But you would go to the email client of your choice and then type in. There you go. At mymac.com. You can also reach me on so many of the social networks as either MacParrot or VertShark. I went into Threads yesterday, as a matter of fact. And lo and behold, nobody was talking to me. I'm not surprised at all. And if you would like to call us at absolutely no cost to you whatsoever from anywhere in the world, maybe not. We have a Google Voice number, don't we, Gaz?
We do. And Gaz has asked BBC Gaz to give that number. Which is Google Voice number 703-828-4677. That's Google Voice number 703-828-4677. And BBC Gaz does take requests.
Just like Radio 2.
Four.
Four. That's, well, there's two different stations, so that's four.
No. There's actually more than that, but just, I know. We'll move on.
Okay, very good. I would like to say to all of you, thank you. Thank you so very, very much for downloading and listening to the...
Oh, my God. Blimey. Bless you.
Wowzer.
Wowzers.
Excuse me. For listening to the My Mac, and you listener, I will sneeze again. I swear to God I will. To the MyMac.com podcast. And Gaz... I think that this week we insulted Elizabeth Warren enough.
Well, I don't think we insulted her.
Well, it wasn't from a lack of trying. And that Elizabeth Warren, just when she put out that tweet, was not smart enough. And that your dog pushing the door open and coming in, woof, 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 is one of the highlights of the video for this week. Assuming that it works. Because each and every time in the past that Wilf has come in, something has happened to the video. And the fact that I'm trying a new process this week does not leave me with a whole lot of confidence.
Doesn't bode well, does it?
It does not. But doggone it, people still like us.
BBC Gaz here. The answer to this math problem is zero. Well, thanks for nothing. End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. But just go to the site. No, Google, I don't want to do any of that. Video is video is private, so it's still not letting me see it, but at least I know it's doing something, I hope. Okay, hold on, I'm gonna go pee. I'll show you computers. I'll just go pee, be right back. So I'm gonna, the damn water pills.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that piece of information, Guy. That's really right useful. I'm really happy that you told me that you've got to go and pee because
you know what? I'm going to stop talking and just go pee.
Yeah.
Can't hear you. La, 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 la.